And very sadly, wanted to know if Mr. was there. And I said, no, both he and Ms. are at a funeral. What can I do for you? Well, I just want to tell you that William has been killed down near Alamo. That was my brother. Well, he'd been killed 2 hours before we got the message. And Mr. Amy's husband was the only one that could identify him, because he stopped at a place in Alamo. He had a little stripped-down car. All it had was the windshield. That was all the glass it had. And I tried to get him not to get it for him, but he was a baby, you know. See, I was 25 years old. Yeah, 25. And they thought I was interfering with the boys, you know, so I didn't say much more. So the little fella, he was a precious child, and he had this car, and he's tickled to death, of course. He's going down to join some cousins. We had a home down there and at Point Isabel. And he stopped in Alamo because the steering wheel was loose, you know, and he could tell that something was going to happen. And that crazy man, instead of sending that child where he could get it bolted on, wired it on with baling wire. See? Just baling wire. Rusty baling wire. When he got on down the road from there, and it was slick, and he lost control of the car, evidently. He wasn't driving fast. But as he pulled on the steering wheel, it hit him right here and knocked him out completely, see? And that's what killed him instantly. Because the traffic, the people that saw it said that they hit in the head from that steering wheel, killed him. And if I didn't let that old man have it, I should have sued him, I guess. But wasn't that ridiculous to send a child off like that? I said, the very idea of you not sending him to a decent garage or put a bolt on there and so that steering wheel would have held. You put a bunch of rusty baling wire on there. And of course, when he pulled, you know, and tried to control it, well, it pulled back and knocked him out completely and killed him. That's why they couldn't identify him. His face was so demolished, you know. But my Mr. my Mamie's husband found a newspaper with some clothing that he had in this little suitcase that had my father's name. But he identified him immediately anyway. He didn't need that. And see, my husband had identified the cap. He knew he was dead. So he calls me right after I had gotten the call. And I said, George, I know what's happened. Beat it to the cemetery and get the folks. And don't tell them anything, but bring them to the house. I'm going to try to verify if this is right. And so I yelled to my little hunchback up in the back. I said, Maynard, meet me in front. I'm throwing on a dress. I put my shoes in the car. We're going to Alamo. They say William has been killed. Well, of course, it had already had happened 2 hours before. And so I didn't go on to the mortuary because by that time, it was too late and I wanted to get back home. And of course, the poor things had all the hopes in the world. It wasn't so until they saw me, you know. And I told them, no, it was so. He had been killed. And of course, they never did get over it, never did. And so my husband and I weren't planning on marrying until the following summer, because I was going to Columbia University that year and get my master's. Well, things were so hard for them, and there was so much property, rental property, and things to look after. And finally, he and I discussed it first, and I said, you know, I think the sensible thing for us to do, I can't have any kind of a wedding for a year or more. And I said, the thing to do is for us to make plans in the next week or two to get married, because we'll be together and the old biddies will start talking about us, and I have to stay here and look after the business, because my brother was in school and he just wasn't the type that was responsible for too much anyway. And so